Summer in North Carolina is the kind of hot you can taste. The air is so humid it gets caught in your throat, thick like smoke. Thankfully, with the windows down in the Land Cruiser, I could feel the air beginning to cool. Slowly at first, then all at once. I leaned towards the open window, my left arm resting on the door frame, and my right hand on the wheel. The green-blue Smoky Mountains rose up ahead of us and on either side. I took a deep breath and smiled. In the passenger seat beside me, Josh fiddled with the music till he landed on Johnny Cash. Like the AC, the radio didn't work. But we duct taped a little Bluetooth speaker to the dash, and it did the trick. Cash sang out the lyrics to Can't Help But Wonder, Where I'm Bound, and we sang along too, lowering our voices till we broke out laughing. From the back, Fred popped up his head between us. His mouth was open in a slight pant, and it made him look like he was smiling. You like the music, buddy? I asked, and Josh turned to give him a scratch behind his floppy white ear. Fred let out a long, dramatic yawn, complete with a little whine, then curled up again on his nest of blankets and pillows. He had the best seat in the house. It was the summer of 2015, and we were driving toward the afternoon sun, headed across the country on what we guessed would be a 5-week road trip. Our plan, if you could call it one, was loose. Drive west till we met the ocean, then north till we hit Seattle, then back east till we were home again. Josh had lobbied for his role as co-pilot on the trip. You'll get twice as far for half the cost, he'd insisted. It was an easy decision to bring him. I knew if I went out on the road alone, I'd end up in uselessly challenging situations, pushing myself, the truck, and Fred too hard. Josh, a buddy of mine from Georgetown, was a voice of reason. And like me, he had been to Afghanistan and back, but neither of us had seen much of our own country. So we packed up my truck with camping gear, tents, sleeping mats, charcoal, a K-bar knife, plus a football, a frisbee, and 2 mountain bikes on the roof rack, and hit the road. The bikes were both mine. I was hoping Josh would be able to bike with me, but I hadn't asked yet. In 2009, Josh lost his leg in Afghanistan when the Striker his team was driving, an 8-wheeled armored infantry vehicle, struck an IED. The blast destroyed the vehicle and took Josh's right leg from just above the knee down. He had a pretty badass prosthetic now, complete with a robotic knee, but he hadn't really had the opportunity to put it to the test yet. Recovery from an injury like that isn't exactly a cakewalk, no pun intended. Josh's recovery had entailed a long series of surgeries, the latest just a few months before, on his good leg, which had also been seriously injured in the blast. Even though he'd graduated from Georgetown the year before our trip, the operations had kept him from getting a job, essentially putting his life on hold. When I'd spotted him at our favorite pub in D.C. a few weeks earlier, he'd looked pretty rough. Josh was a lot taller than me, but he looked as if he'd shrunk. That night, we hastily put the plan together. Within a week, we were off. It was good timing for me, too. I was still in school full-time at Georgetown, but decided to take the summer off. I guess you could say I wanted to soak up my last college summer before graduating and getting back to the grind. A year earlier, I bought my dream car, a 1988 Toyota Land Cruiser. After spotting her in a mechanic's lot by my apartment, still wearing her original royal blue paint. Like a lovesick teenager, I kept my eye on the truck for weeks. I was broke, and I didn't even know if it was for sale or not, but when I woke up one morning to find a deposit from the VA in my bank account, a year's worth of disability back pay that suddenly came through, I knew it was time to find out. That same afternoon, I drove her off the lot. Fred assumed his position in the passenger seat, his front paws on the armrest and his head out the window. He stuck his snout high in the air, like he always did, as if proud of his new wheels. Ever since, I'd been dreaming of taking him across the country in that truck. We're gonna bushwhack, I told Josh as we planned our trip. I didn't want to stick to the well-worn trails. We were going to make our own. I've got a 3-day limit, man, Josh had said, pointing to his knee. That's the lifespan of the battery on this thing. Once it died, he'd be down to one leg, and we'd be screwed. Josh was 29 years old, a few years younger than me, and from Minnesota. He had an easygoing personality and got along with everyone. But I knew that, like me, Josh wanted to push limits.